5, Jesus preaches about kingdom life. And seeing the crowds, he went into the mountain. And when he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you because of me, and persecute you, and falsely accuse you of all sorts of evil. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For likewise they persecuted the prophets that preceded you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savour, with what shall it be salted? It becomes good for nothing but to be thrown out and trodden under the feet of men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it shines for all that are in the house. Likewise, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus interprets the law of Moses. "Think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle shall in any way pass from the law until all things be accomplished. Whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness shall exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no way enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not kill,' and 'Whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whoever shall say, 'Moros,' shall be in danger of the fire of Gehenna. If therefore you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are with him in the street, lest the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and you be thrown in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone that looks on a woman lusting for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So, If your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not your whole body be thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, throw it away, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever shall send away his wife, let him give her a contract of divorce. But I say to you, that anyone that divorces his wife, except for the case of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever shall marry a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said of them of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by the heaven, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes mean yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist him that is evil. But whoever hits you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take away your coat, let him have your cloak. And whoever shall compel you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for them that persecute you, that you might be the sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them that love you, what reward have you? Even the tax collectors do the same. And if you greet your brothers only, what do you more than they? The tax collectors do likewise. You, therefore, must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.